I had a notion what he meant only because I was studying the Jaikuri scriptures. You're good people. Kidam was amused. Some might argue. We do strive to be an honorable folk. I understand. We so strive in the Black Company. Excellent. I came because Taide said you want to talk.
I did.
I waited. My gaze kept straying to the woman making tea.
Standard bearer.
I started.
No,
I said softly, unaware that I was speaking aloud. I hadn't fallen into one of those black fugues. I'd just become distracted momentarily. Couldn't blame a man for that. Not with a woman like that to distract him. I said, "Thank you, Speaker, for not labeling me with one of those unappealing names you tend to employ." I couldn't resist a small smile that told him I knew he wanted something badly enough to keep me in a generous mood. He nodded in turn, acknowledging my awareness. Damn. I was turning into an old man myself. Maybe we could sit here grinning and grunting and nodding and arrange the whole future of the world. Thank you, I said, when the pretty woman presented my tea. That surprised her. She looked me in the eye for a moment, startling me. Her eyes were green. She neither smiled nor acknowledged me in any other way. Remarkable, I said to nobody in particular. Green eyes. Then I controlled myself and waited while the speaker sipped some tea before he started circling in on his problem. He told me, "Green eyes are rare and greatly admired among Nguyen Bao." He took a ritual sip. "Hong Tre may part the veil occasionally, but her visions are not always true or not always fixed. Or they may be visions that have not yet come to pass. She does not see recognizable people, so it is hard to determine when the visions might be taking place." The woman in question sat with eyes downcast, slowly turning a jade bracelet that hung loose upon her left wrist. Her eyes were green, too.
"She foresaw the flood.
We believed that would prove to be a false vision because we could imagine no way so much water could be brought to Jaikur. But we're in the middle of a lake now, the world's widest moat. The Shadowlanders won't bother us anymore." It took the old man a minute to understand that I wasn't serious.
"Oh,"
he chuckled. Hong Tre looked up and smiled. She had gotten the joke first.
"I see, yes. But it will serve the Shadow Master, not us. Any attempt to leave will require rafts or boats, easily spotted, which cannot move enough men to force a breakthrough."
The old boy was a general, too. "You got it." Shadow Spinner had